Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The title of our message this morning is The Prophet of Persecution. Note how we spell prophet this morning. Look at your sermon outline provided before you in your bulletin in the pink insert. The Prophet, P-R-O-F-I-T, The Prophet of Persecution. From our extended reading from John 9, finding our theme particularly in verses 13 to 14, which reads, "They brought to the Pharisees the man who had formerly been blind. Now it was a Sabbath day when Jesus made the mud and opened his eyes." There's an old episode from that hilarious old situation comedy from years ago called All in the Family. I wonder how many of you remember Edith and Archie from All in the Family. You're showing your age if you just raised your hand. In one of the episodes, Edith and Archie are going to Edith's high school reunion. And there Edith meets up with one of her bosom buddies from high school, a man named Buck. Over the years, Buck had let himself get terribly, terribly overweight. And as Edith is sitting with Buck and Archie, Edith and Buck are recounting all the things they did in high school, all the enjoyable things, the pranks they played, their favorite teachers, all the good times they had. And interestingly enough, Edith doesn't even notice how large and heavy Buck is. Makes no difference. When they finish talking and Buck leaves, Edith turns to Archie and says, "Archie, ain't Buck a beautiful person?" And Archie scratches his head and said, "Edith, I don't understand you. I can't figure you out. You and I look at the same guy. You see a beautiful person, and all I see is a blimp." And Edith says, "Yeah, ain't that too bad? Ain't that too bad?" Notice your sermon outline. "Ain't that too bad the way the Pharisees treated the healed blind man that was before them? Here was a walking, breathing miracle, and all they could see was a disruption to the status quo and their self-righteous laws." Now just imagine this morning. Just imagine. A man who was born blind, today for the first time can see his loved ones, can see the blue sky, can see the sun set, and he walks down this center aisle here to tell us about it. But we say to him, "Sit down, shut up. We don't want to hear about this. You're interrupting our order of worship." The Pharisees finally excommunicated this man from their synagogue. Verse 34 says, "They answered him, 'You were born in utter sin, and you would teach us,' and they cast him out." Technical language, they excommunicated him. The Pharisees simply did not want to hear this healed blind man's testimony about Jesus and what he'd done for him. Now, what can we learn from this blind man's testimony? What is, and here's our sermon title, "What is the Prophet in Persecution?" And in our sermon today, we're going to talk about the prophet and his persecution, but what could the prophet be in our persecution today as Christians who try to give a witness to others who will have nothing to do with it? Why were the Pharisees, and notice your sermon outline, point two, why were the Pharisees so upset about the blind man's healing? It wasn't because they were so upset with him, but they were upset with what Jesus did, and this poor blind man was in the middle of the whole thing. By the time of Jesus, the Pharisees had added hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of additional rules and regulations on top of the original Ten Commandments. And according to them, as Don mentioned in his children's sermon, another good job, by the way, They believed that he was breaking the Sabbath by healing. You see, according to their rules and regulations, it was okay to practice medicine on the Sabbath if someone's life was in danger. But it was against the regulations just to help somebody get better. For example, you were forbidden by these rules to put cold water on a sprained ankle. You were forbidden to treat a toothache. And since the blind man was in no danger of dying, they ruled that Jesus broke the Sabbath by healing him. According to them, also, Jesus' use of clay was breaking the Sabbath. From Exodus 20, we find these words. You know the third commandment. 6 days you shall labor, but on the Sabbath you shall do no work. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. On the Sabbath, according to the Pharisees, you could not carry a handkerchief from upstairs to downstairs because that was work. You could not light a lamp or cut your fingernails because that was work. So Jesus, by making mud from spit and dirt, was working, according to them, and breaking the Sabbath. And also, according to them, Jesus' very use of spit was breaking the rules. I quote to you from one of these hundreds of Pharisaical rules. They are printed. You can find them. It says this, quote, "As to the use of spittle, spit, it is not lawful to put it on someone's eyelids." So Jesus didn't have a good batting average that day. Jesus was 0-for-3 according to the Pharisees' regulations. He had healed on the Sabbath. He had worked on the Sabbath. He put spit on somebody's eyes. He was 0-for-3. And this was the height of religious hypocrisy. So Jesus simply disregarded them. In fact, Jesus probably on purpose healed on the Sabbath day to tell the Pharisees, "In your face with your man-made regulations." Hypocrisy. They were ready to kill Jesus for healing. And later, they were ready, and they did, have Jesus crucified as long as the crucifixion could be completed before sundown Friday night, the official start of the Sabbath. Hypocrisy. As a blind beggar, this blind man had been of no importance to them. They probably stepped around him day after day as he was begging by the synagogue. But now, as he was healed, they could use him as a tool to get at Jesus. Now we ask with our third point, it's before you, what was the profit in his persecution by the Pharisees? Notice their cross-examination of his testimony. Verse 15, "So the Pharisees again asked him how he had received his sight. Tell us again, we hear them saying. Tell us again, not because we're really interested, but maybe we can use it to get to Jesus. And now listen to the healed man's testimony. It is clear, it is precise, and to the point. Verse 15, he said to them, "He put mud on my eyes. I washed and I see." Now we can imagine, just use your imagination, we can imagine the rambling story he told others to all around him. He was so excited, born blind, and now he can see. Imagine the rambling story he told to the others. "There I was on the Sabbath, sitting by the city gate. My regular place. It's been a good place for 10 years for begging, and I was at the same place. There I was, getting my usual quota of handouts, but today the baker gave me some day-old bread. It was a pretty good day for me. There I was, and then I heard a big commotion. I felt a number of people go by. I could hear people shouting to some guy, 'Jesus, Jesus.' And he could have gone on like that for a long time. But now, under the persecution by the Pharisees, his testimony is sharpened up. And it can be true for us too. Opposed and attacked by the Pharisees, this man didn't ramble on. He made every word count and got to the point. I quote him again. He put one on my eyes. I washed, and I see. Today, have you experienced it? Today, our Christian faith and our Christian testimony is under attack, under ridicule, and disregarded in our schools, where we work, and in our neighborhoods. So whenever we have an opportunity to share the hope we have within us about Jesus Christ, it's no time to ramble on. It's time to get to the point who Jesus is and what he has done for us. Under persecution, did you notice? This blind man's faith grew, and under persecution, our faith can grow as well. Under the Pharisees' cross-examination, we note the healed man's faith made a progression from just a little about Jesus to something great. Let me share with you the progression. Verses 10 and 11. So they said to him, "How were your eyes opened?" And he said, "The man called Jesus made mud, anointed my eyes, and said to me, 'Go wash,' and I received my sight." When they first asked him, they said, "Who is this Jesus?" And the blind man said, "He's a man named Jesus." Look at the progression in verse 17. So they said to him again, the Pharisees are still examining him, "What do you say about him since he opened your eyes?" And the blind man said, "He's a prophet. He's gone from a man named Jesus to a prophet." Verses 26 and 27. They said to him a third time, "What did he do to you? How did he open your eyes?" And he answered them, "I've told you already, and you wouldn't listen." And here's kind of a funny joke. Why? Do you want to hear it again? Do you want to become one of his disciples? We've gone from Jesus is a man to a prophet, and now he's a teacher worthy of disciples. 32 to 33, the blind man says, "Never since the world began has it been heard that anyone opened the eyes of a man born blind. If this man were not from God, he could do nothing." So he's gone from